I believe in complete emunah. That this Torah won't change, never change, it won't change forever. All kinds of riots around the country. People are getting confused. They have thoughts of a revenge, of war. It's not in our school. Not in our school. We know that there was a decree. And if we want to see why it happened, we say it's because of the gay parade. Tel Aviv reached the levels, the most gay people in the world in Tel Aviv, the highest, best city in gayism, whatever. Symbol of filth. Woe to us that Israel is number one in looking in screens. Nation of the book, okay, a nation of the screen. So if we have to defend, to say why it happened, why was such a horrible decree? This holy kid, beautiful young kids, if he died on Kiddush Hashem, such a terrible death, very painful. But the decree. Because of our sins. Not because of shtiyot. Most of Am Yisrael, they don't learn here in our school. They think the way is to do with the riots, to do demonstrations, do revenge, take revenge. Just changing our emunah. Not to be confused at all. Nothing. Our only powers are in our mouth. So we don't have any thought. Even the smallest thought, a revenge, a war, that will take care of it. It's kfila. Our brothers don't learn emunah. They don't know. So they live with kochi v'otzem adi. We learn here emunah. We live the way of truth of emunah. It's the way of the Torah. To strengthen the Torah. To help Am Yisrael. You want to help Am Yisrael? Strengthen your emunah. Strengthen your serving Hashem. Rabbeinu says, when a man knows all of the incidents, everything that happens to him, it's for his best, that's fantastic as main olam haba. It's like next world. It doesn't say like all of his happenings like what he wants. Then it didn't say. Then it said that when everything goes like he wants, and I didn't say like when he wants. Menachem got married when he was 13. He didn't lift up his eyes for 4 amos. Even in a closed room, he didn't pick up, lift up his eyes. If someone of us would have done such a thing, we would have gone to the mental house. Close your eyes and open it only. Person has livelihood for all kinds of imagination. When is a person going to have livelihood from Hashem? Life source. He finished his Shas when he was very young. Also. He didn't read the Shas. He learned the Shas. We wish we'll do it when we're 130. He was also a new neshama to the world. He didn't have any problems with previous Gilgulim reclinations. And he said, at the end of my days, things went the way I wanted to, because I davened a lot. So who here is a little bit higher than Rabbi Nachman of Breslev? Who here? Maybe he was here in the world 1,000 times already, you don't know. Just in this time that he came down to the world, what he already done. He, not only what he's done in the past, what he's still doing now. And he still wants that things will go in order. Of course, our way is just to learn Emuna, to strengthen our learning of Torah, strengthen Avodas Hashem. Emuna didn't change, and never change, forever. Never, never. Emuna, everything is good, that's the Emuna. Chaim Chernovich writes in his book, strengthen again and again, not to get confused. Not even confused at all. The Torah did not change and will not change. The Emunah, everything is good, will not change. This intelligence that we learned of, that the bad is even better than the good. The bad is a better good than the good. That's why it looks bad, because it's such a great life. It looks like a darkness. It really is such a great light that we can't see it, so therefore it's formed into darkness. When someone says thank you about the bad, he manages to believe that it's good. And he sees such light, such salvation. He couldn't have seen it if everything would have gone the right way, the way he thinks is right. But that's only if a person lives with Emunah. We'll learn a little bit from this holy book of Chaim
Chernovich.
I already wrote in a different place
that
suffering comes to clean a person, to cleanse them. The doctor comes and he does pain to the sick person, but he's curing him. So he's happy with the pain. He thanks the doctor so much for this pain, because he knows that this was a way to heal himself. He sees the result. He became healthy. You should know for sure. This good. This good and the chesed of the suffering. It's more. Right, it's better than the total good, exactly. So, when a Jew has a trouble, a Kadosh Baruch Hu also has trouble with him. He has sorrow with him. Comes out when Hashem, which is complete good, he sends suffering to a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself has sorrow from this. Why is he doing this? I wrote all of this in Garden of Emunah. Why is Kadosh Baruch Hu so sorry? He's so good, he loves so much. Such kindnesses he does. He loves the person so much, he's willing to suffer also. When is someone called good? Of course, if he's good and he does good to you, good, great. The person is, agrees, he's prepared to suffer himself in order to benefit the other, that's really good. If Rachel is willing to have suffering, to be sorry, for the other ones, for the Jews to have good. That's only the Creator. Give me you suffering. He suffers from it. He's sorry from it. And he loves you. He's happy to be sorry, to do good for you. It's not exactly what I meant. But still you can understand, yes, why the suffering is a greater benefit, greater good, greater favor than the good. It's not 100%. It goes on. Someone has good. So of course Hashem's happy that he's doing good. It's not the greatness of Hashem, the fact that he does good to others. He's good, so he does good. When he does bad to others, and he suffers himself for the benefit of the other, that's the greatness of Hashem. Hashem saw all he did in Tov Me'od. What's Tov Me'od? Chazal say, Tov is good.
Me'od
is the punishment. Me'od. If he does good, it's good. If Hashem does bad things for you, Kibbeha, that's Me'od. It's very good. Chazal say this. The Torah did not change, never changed. Everything is written inside in the Torah and the Chumash. You have to merit. Hashem will enlighten our eyes in the Torah and see the real light in the Torah. The midah of the suffering and the punishment is greater than the good.
Which
the good is just good alone. The poranus is very good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does suffering to a person for his benefit. Is there anything sweeter than this? Also in the good, in the favor, ready here, it has to be the Maestro. We're not learning theory. You want to learn the Maestro, practical. A person strengthen himself, the Emunah, complete the Emunah, it's all from you. This is the first mistake of everyone. And still don't live the Emunah. A person blames himself. He blames himself because he didn't choose well, right? He did Averus. When you're suffering, it doesn't make a difference what's the reason why you're suffering. You're suffering is because Hashem wants you to suffer. Aleph of the Emunah.
We don't,
the first level of the moon is we don't understand anything. Even if it's because of the sins of a person. It's true, because of the sin. But first of all, forget everything. Just know Hashem wants it to be this way. First of all, Hashem made you understand Yibudut to clear it, clarify it even more. Things will be more clear. First thing is, don't even look. It's true. It's because I sin. The Torah says there's no suffering without sin. I sin. It's true. But in the beginning, it doesn't make a difference at all. Don't look at anything. Not what's the reason. Not because I'm an idiot. Not because I'm a fool. Not because of my avarice. Not because you're a complete fool. No. First of all, it's just the way Hashem wants it to be. That's why it's like this. Hashem wants it now that I will have sorrow. first thing. Or a person out of time blames others. Blames himself or blames others. My wife, because of her I'm suffering. This wife, she's the source of all my troubles. Or my father, my parents, my grandmother, the way I was raised. I had a difficult childhood, and I was beaten up, I was in the suffering, disgraced, and broken. And that's why my nefesh is wounded, is harmed. Because of these parents. The first thing is what Hashem wanted to be. Hashem wanted to be this way. And he said, and it's a greater favor than the good. First thing is, this is what Hashem wants to be. Doesn't make a difference. Your parents, your son-in-law, your father-in-law, your grandmother, doesn't make a difference. Why? First of all, it's all because of the Mashgiach. What's going on? We're just learning. He's writing me. I got late. He wrote me late. It's all because of Mashgiach. All because of this. You'll have complaints. Oh, we found our source of our problems, Mashgiach. Now I understand the problem. A person blames others, is suffering because of others. It's kfira. Sure, your parents beat you up, they disgraced you, they broke you, they threw you. Your grandma, your father, your wife, everything. They put you in the pit and they sold you to Egypt. Of course, it's true. Your brothers, your this. It's true. Why are you suffering? Because this is where Hashem wants it to be. Not kfira. Rabbeinu says, people either they. Three things Rabbeinu says, either by nature, or coincidence, or mazel. Luck, bad luck. It's true, you have no luck, because Israel doesn't go work by luck. Or above luck. Or nature. That's how nature is. There's a tsunami or whatever. Who knows what? Kfira. Three things are kfira. Only when a person says, this is the way Hashem wants to be, that's when they live in the Muna. You know that he's critiquing yourself. I didn't get up, I didn't wash my hands, I didn't dive it, I didn't learn, I didn't this. This guy, that guy. Because I sinned, I said I'm suffering. First thing is, this is what Hashem wants to be. That's the first thing. Second thing is, it's all good. And the bad is better than the good. We just learned that. Chazal teaches this. Good is only good. Very good is the negative, the punishment, the suffering. The person lives in Muna. He says, thank you to Hashem. I was supposed to give this chiddush. To me, to say good about the bad. Thank you, half an hour. For all the negative, go sing to Hashem, dance to Hashem. About everything, I say thank you. Whatever you go through, you fell asleep, can get up, say thank you. You're tired, say thank you to Hashem that you're tired. Whatever you go through, whatever sorrow you have, say thank you. Whatever sorrow it is. Every star you have, she knows it. It's all Hashem. Second of all, it's all good to say thank you. Someone asked me about a person say thank you to Hashem that he's single. Yes.
Yeah.
Half an hour?
No,
after he did it, half an hour, thank you. Then he tells Hashem, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. A person has to bring children to the world, the mitzvah. I'm ready to do the mitzvah. Whenever you want, bring me a wife. You want me to be single? You want to be single? I also want to be single. There's a mitzvah to have children. If you want me to get married, I'm ready to do the mitzvah. For you, not for me. Davin about Hashem. Avinu says Davin about Hashem. Because he reached the emunah that everything is good. Because the level that he's davening for Hashem. Davin for himself is kefila. Maybe Davin's for it. The truth is it's kefila. It's against Hashem. Davin for himself? Kefila. Who are you? Are you dying for yourself? Who are you? I feel good. Whatever Hashem wants you to feel, that's what you need to feel. Say thank you. Whatever Hashem wants is good. Davin? Hashem is a mitzvah in the Torah to have children. To marry your wife. I want to do your mitzvah. For you. If it's not your will, you want me to stay single, fine, I also want to stay single. What do I care? I'm nullifying my will to your will. You want me to stay single? I want to stay single also. That's how it is if someone doesn't have children. That's how it is in health. First of all, half an hour, thank you. To live the truth that whatever Hashem does is perfect. Great. Number three, a person has to look what he has to do tshuva on for Hashem. Not do tshuva to have Olam Haba, Gan Eden, do tshuva for Hashem. Also, the tshuva is for Hashem. Only when someone says thank you, complete thank you, then he can reach the real truth. Do tshuva for Hashem, that's all Abinu says. The whole Torah, wherever is it, everything in the Torah is written in Likutei Maran. Not a word in the Torah is not written in Likutei Maran. So Rabbeinu says, someone will be baki, fluent in my book, and have a big brain, a big sechel. Because the whole Torah is there. But when someone doesn't say thank you, so his tshuva is not real tshuva, and his prayer is not real prayer. He says shiviti ani, he puts himself first instead of Hashem. He's having for his own eye. The tefillah itself is tefillah. The actual truth is that the tefillah itself is tefillah. What can we do? That's the reality. What can we do? To reach the truth, the Amunah, the truth. What if feel Shabbos the whole week? Say thank you to Hashem, sing to Hashem all the time. Go say half an hour, thank you, an hour, thank you, 2 hours, thank you. You're wasting your time. Go say thank you. You want me to be a person that has debt, as they call it? Want me to be a debtor? I also want to be a debtor. Whatever you want, Hashem. If someone cries, they give me a few more debts. They have more to cry for, really. Hashem gave me the sechel to explain this. If the person that will cry, Hashem will give him what to cry for. Why are you going to cry for no reason? You have to give reasons. What? Don't worry, I'll supply you with the reasons to cry. He starts saying, thank you. I'll supply you with good things, favors. You'll start crying, you continue crying, you have more and more debts. You want me to be a debtor? I also want to be a debtor. Say thank you, half an hour, thank you Hashem. I want else not to have this.
Thank you.
every cry that a person does, they add for him more bed. He wants to cry. I'll help him out with that. Why should we help him? I want this yeshiva to be a yeshiva of miracles and wonders. Everyone will say stories here. I said thank you and I had miracles. Said thank you about this, I had miracles. I want to write another book, a book of miracles. You have a trouble, go say thank you. I said thank you, I had this. I said another thank you, I had this. I said thank you, I have children. I said thank you, I have panasa. I'll get sechel.
And if you're a fool,
so say half an hour that you're a fool. Suddenly everything will open up for you. Don't come to any shears. Just listen to what I say about Todah. You should just listen to the Todah. Only Todah. Chaval. Such a simple advice to bring the Guru to himself. It's easy advice. Anything they tried to do in all the past previous generation, nothing worked. Rabbeinu himself, you're not on time. If someone will say thank you, for sure he'll come have a salvation. For sure it's good. If a woman's wife, she ran away from home, go stay half an hour. Thank you, Hashem, she ran away. This is what Hashem wants. Whatever came to me, that's what Hashem wants. First thing, that's what Hashem wants. Second thing, it's the best. The best. Buba. Then look what you have to daven for Hashem. Daven for Hashem. Do shuva for Hashem. If you're still with the eye, don't ask for anything. If you're asking for your eye, for your own, for you, what you want, don't ask. If the eye didn't leave you yet, just continue to say thank you. You're still living in false. Because it's Eino Nivado. Nothing but Hashem. You feel you want to die for yourself still and cry about yourself, forget it. Don't pray about it. It's a lie. It brings troubles to a person. It's crying for no reason. It brings trouble to a person. Say thank you. If you want to die for Hashem, fine. Do tshuva for Hashem, great. If not, don't do tshuva. It's a tshuva of lies. You have self-interest over there. It's a lie. In the meantime, say thank you. It's already something. When one says thank you, it's already... השתבח שמך לעד מלכנו, שנים ובחידה, אמן.
יש מה?
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
They come and say, what?
Of course the Jews were tzaddikim. Hashem did miracles with them. He did good to them. Of course they were tzaddikim. Ani still answer back. It's true, Hashem did good with us. Because Ainu Svechim, because we were happy, he did good with us. The Pasuk in Tehillim. Shir Amar was that we stayed before benching. He did us something Eile. Did us something Imanu, Ainu Svechim.
שואלים פה, ילד זה סופר, כולל אותו תחת אבא, אני לא ארצי וכו'. אין לו הדעת, לא אלימות, לעזור לו. טוב, הילד בטר שם סובל. הוא נמצא בתקופה של סבל. ועכשיו, בתקופה של סבל שהוא סובל, זה ייתן לו הזכות לחזור בתשובה באיזשהו שלב.
Sometimes kids, you know that someone who kills suffering at home, gets beaten up, gets abused, there's nothing to do to help him. So what can we do? He said, it's true. What, you say it's good? He said, yes. It could be, because he's suffering now, he'll be able to do tshuva later in his life. It's part of his fixing the previous gilgulim. That's why he's suffering now. That's why he'll be able to do tshuva later. No bad. If we don't understand Hashem's calculations. I tell people, come to me. If you wouldn't have suffered at all, you wouldn't have come to me. Now you came to me. It's already good, you see. And you're going to learn Emunah a little bit. You have to pay for getting good, so you paid. Say thank you for this suffering. Yeah. It was a must for you to go through what you had to go through to reach where you reached right now. A bank account. Suffering bank. Oh, is that person when he even grows up, even he hears the moon, I hear this, but he's still complaining. Yeah, but I had a terrible childhood. I had a difficult childhood. Instead of going with a thank you Hashem for having this kind of father. How could I thank you? Such good. Look, you atoned for me all the. Instead of going to hell for who knows how many years, I stopped with a few years here. How could I thank you more than this? Because of this. You opened up everything for me.
The
person is working. If a person worked about a taiva, let's say 30% he got rid of it, could it come back there? No. It can't come back there. Whatever he nullifies, it won't come back if he continues working. If he stopped working, he starts running after the taiva, so of course it'll come back. But as long as he continues working, someone asked if the Rav is here for Shabbos. He says, we need to. I'm trying to nullify it, but they want me to go for Shabbos somewhere else. Because his brothers, they get offended, he doesn't never come, so they want him to come sometimes. He always nullifies. It's very. He always cancels and stuff. Cancels, that's the word. That means that's worse. So I will say thank you about my taivas. Yeah, just say thank you for the taivas. Ken, you gave me taiva? It's the best thing for me to have this taiva. That's the best thing for my neshama. I must have this taiva to get close to you. I must have it. You wanted me to be in this Gehenom. A person has sechel, you know, even doing the sin itself is the biggest suffering in the world. So we don't have sechel, so say thank you to Hashem. A person gets das, understands that the sin itself is the actual suffering. How much am I suffering? He doesn't say thank you. He says thank you so much. Then he starts doing tshuva for Hashem. Hashem, I'm davening for you. I don't want to nullify. Not that I want to nullify. I want to nullify this time for me. I want to nullify for you. I want to fix the whole world for you. For the world has to be fixed. Because when someone has a taiva, it influences the whole world to the negative. Take out this filth for me, for you. That's for me, for you. Chana Davin. On Hashem, it says. You daven for herself, she'll have children. Daven for Hashem, and she'll have children. Till now, everything was good, and it was good, and it is good. And whatever will be, is good also. It will be good. You understand, sweeties? Cuties called us.
Mabsutim.
7 o'clock next week on Wednesday, there's a Chatana Halacha for the kids. The one who knows the most Halacha. Next week. This week is today. Aleph is all Hashem. Not your fault, not his fault, not the nature fault, no one's fault. It's Hashem. No, it's true for Hashem. Hashem wants you to fix something. That went bad through you. Through you. I mean, that Hashem let it happen. Hashem wanted it to go that way. Yeah, you did wrong, but Hashem wanted it to go that way. You did the wrong, but that's the way Hashem wanted it to be. First thing is from Hashem. Even though I did it, that's the way Hashem wanted it to be.
Sure. Yeah.
It's true, 100%. It's your action that Hashem wants it to be that way. Why is the guy doing it?
He's not saying Hashem
didn't want
it to be that way. He said, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's from Hashem.
It's not your fault. Hashem's fault.
What's Hashem? Why did Hashem want this to be this way? What does Hashem want me to grow through what happened? Half an hour is my chiddush. Say half an hour, every day think is my chiddush. Allah
said. Not every day. Every day,
he just. Shabbos is every day.
I'm
saying that Ezra, I want to do a fatza with you. I want to do with you a fatza. In the shtiva. Find time in the shtiva together. It's good, bro. You have a white beard. It goes well.
What did you do?
No one's going to tell you get out of here. Yeah, but Knage, short.
תהיה כמו למעלה, לא מבין כלום. שחצי שעה, תודה לך שנתת לי מוח, כזה שעה שאני מבין, לוקח שבע שעות, תודה לך. מודה יש לי מעצי שעה, כמה שאני רוצה. השם אין לך העולם. פרצנו את מוד, הרבה יש לך רואים. יופי, כן ירבין, כן יפרוץ. זה טוב, כמה שיותר מפצה. היום היוזה שכמוד מודה מרבנו, היה עם משה מנדל, אחד מה... חמים של אבי דוד שטרן, הגברת, הוא אחד מהצדיקים הישראלים הגדולים שהיו בדור הקודם שטרן, אני אומר, עוד מישהו, עוד פה, עוד שתי דקות.
From your side.
כן. עוד שאלות? אין שאלות? תביא פה גדולות.
Long letters. Poor is Megillah. Don't write me Megillahs now.
You're not
going to
answer for yourself.
Just say thank you that you don't understand. You'll start getting it.
You're right.
I can try to explain it here. Ezra, 2:15. I'm doing now. 2:10 even. I'll be finished. I'm doing right now.
יש רגע שיהודי שהוא לפעמים
collecting money from someone, if anyone wants to go to it, I don't know what that is.